Penguin Audio presents When Will the Heaven Begin? This is Ben Breedlove's story by Allie Breedlove and Ken Abraham. Read by Ellen Archer. On Christmas Day, December 25th, 2011, my brother left his life as a gift to the world. Ben's story is dedicated to you who seek peace. Allie Breedlove. Preface. White. Pure white. Ben could see no walls, but only white. A brighter white than he could ever describe, that seemed to engulf his surroundings in every direction. In the whiteness, Ben listened to the most quiet he had ever heard in his life. Wait. He suddenly realized the space was not completely empty. A full-length mirror stood before him. Ben stared into it intently. He was looking not only at his reflection, but his entire life. In that moment, viewing his image perfected in the mirror, Ben felt proud of himself, of his entire life, of everything he had done. It was the best feeling. Ben couldn't stop smiling. He knew he was ready for something more important. Part 1. The Gift. Chapter 1. Young Forever. The doctor returned to the examination room with a broad smile.
What would you say if I told you that you are 3 months pregnant?
Deanne Breedlove was elated. I can't believe we're going to have another baby, she thought to herself. She knew exactly how to tell her husband, Sean. Despite her own baby joy, she knew that her left-brained, real estate-developing husband had probably already calculated the best time to have another child, and it was not now. Nevertheless, Deanne devised a plan to surprise Sean in such a way that he would have no option but to respond positively. The news had arrived with perfect timing, 2 days before Valentine's Day. On the way home from her appointment, Deanne stopped to purchase a Valentine's Day card to present the big message to Sean. At home, Deanne was rummaging through her kitchen junk drawer for a pen when she found her old abandoned journal, open to her last entry. Awed to read her own forgotten words, she leafed through the pages. Deanne had treasured her first year with their daughter, Allie. So much, she decided she was ready to have another baby. She had not failed to remember Sean's response to the news of her first pregnancy. With blanched face and a voice trembling with nerves, he'd said,
"Well, we will sell the house, or whatever we have to do."
So when Deanne contemplated having another baby, rather than worrying Sean with the financial burden of a second child within a couple of years, she opted to talk to God about her request. Making careful note to mark the date, November 10, 1992, she had written in her journal, "I would love to have a second baby." Deanne had totally forgotten about the journal she had neglected in her kitchen junk drawer. But now, as she read those words after returning home from her doctor's appointment, she remembered with absolute clarity the prayer she had written exactly 3 months earlier. Placing her hands on her belly and looking up toward the ceiling, Deanne exclaimed, "Thank you, God." As she sat at the coffee table in the living room of their condo, writing her Valentine to Sean, Deanne reminisced about how they had fallen in love. A little more than 10 years earlier, Deanne had attended the University of Texas as a freshman in 1980. Sean, who was a junior at the time, had somehow convinced the all-girls Scottish Rite dormitory, the same dorm where Deanne lived, to hire him as the lone male lifeguard. The only other males allowed beyond the main lobby were the dining waitstaff, which Sean had also joined, eventually becoming head waiter. Deanne and her friends often joked that waiters applied for jobs there only to find their future wives. One night at dinner, Deanne eyed Sean for the first time, and giggling, said to her friends, "I'll take him."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?